Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah. Coming to you once again from the Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington. We're going to be talking about scary movies today because it's, get ready for this long run on sentence. It's Saturday, October 21st, 2023, Kingsman, The Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, A Wonderful Life as We Know It Could Happen to You, Only Live Twice in a Lifetime, Cop and a Half, Nelson of Rambo, First Blood, Part 2, For the Roadhouse, Sit, Terminator 2, Judgment, Dazed and Confused, Carcinic and Old Lace in the Old School of Rock and Roll High School Ties Without a Face. All right. Doug plugs.
Doug plugs, Doug plugs, Doug plugs, Doug plugs.
This is going perfectly. I'm doing Doug Loves Movies and stand-up in, let's put my glasses on, Cleveland. Oh, awesome, Cleveland at Dunlap's. I got to find out for sure which way to say it. On Saturday, November 4th, like I said, Doug Loves Movies and stand-up, two shows, separate admission for each, but it'll be a fun. Both will be fun if you can make it. And in Los Angeles, the Benson Movie Interruption is back at Dynasty Typewriter on November 16th. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
That's so funny. A guy tried to add again, because it's happened a few times. He tried to add buttfucker to the end of it, but another audience member said, no! Another audience took my part. when that happens. So thank you for that, nice lady. All right. Prize bag. Here it is. Fresh from, I came here from Los Angeles, got through airport security. The bag itself is a fun bag promoting a motion picture called The Binge that was on one of the streamers that I won't mention because we're striking against them right now. And yeah, and thanks for supporting the strike. But in the prize bag that says the name of the movie The Binge on it are the following items: Doug Loves Movie stickers, a Doug Benson pin, a original copy of, this is when we made the book version of the Marijuana Logs, a show that I co-created. We made the book version. They give you like copies of what the book is gonna look like. And why do I need to hang on to those? But they do feel kind of a collector's item-y, so I brought one of those for somebody today. And then I stole a magazine from the hotel room. It's called Mosaic. Check it out. And the best thing, the reason you want to win this today is some a really nice pair of little walkie-talkies. Yeah. If you go on a lot of cruise ships, I always see couples on cruise ships have walkie-talkies so they can find each other because they turn their phones off because they don't want to pay for every text in international waters. Yeah, exactly. All right. That's in the prize bag, the bag that I just proceeded to break because I zipped it wrong and now the zipper's stuck. Okay, but anyway, I'll work on that. Oh, there, I fixed it. Okay, so I've got two guests booked today, two very funny, great guests that are on the show all the time. And what we do on occasion is we find a third guest in the audience at the show. This is completely unplanned, but I'm going to gaze out into the crowd. And if you could hold up your name tags, anybody that brought one, that'll be very helpful for me in deciding who to pick. And, oh, and put it down if you don't want to be picked to come up here. Yeah, so you got to make the right call here. If you don't want to come up here, don't hold your sign up. But those of you who do, I'm going to pick three people who are going to come up and play a quick game. And the winner of that game is going to be a guest with my other two guests for the entire episode. Would you like to do that? What's your name?
Beta.
Like alpha beta, B-E-T-A?
B-A-Y-T-A.
Oh, that makes sense, beta, okay. And you wrote, you made a name tag that says 28 days beta.
28 Doug's better.
28 Doug's better, even better, even beta. Good work, come on up here, beta. Oh, you're coming up the tough way, I like it. I guess there really aren't any stairs anywhere around here, so I'll help people up. What's your name, man?
Erica.
Erica, do you want to come up here? Are you into it? What's your name tag say? Let's talk about that for a sec.
Oh, here, okay.
What? You don't have to come over here. You just baked me some shut the fuck up cake, so that, of course, doesn't have anything to do with movies, really. But you made it. You're Erica, so you wrote Team America.
Yeah.
Like World Police. Fuck yeah. And then you included a Seattle-grown nug.
Yeah.
And some high chew and some hubba bubba, because I want to get as much shit in my teeth when I'm high as I possibly can. Well, that is absolutely beautiful. Thank you for making that. And do you want to play?
Yeah.
All right, come on up. You got it? All right, she's taking care of it herself. All right, let's go over here. What do we have over here? What's the next most impressive name tag who actually wants to get up here? What about you, sir? What is your say on it?
Sin City 2, a James to kill for.
Sin City 2, a James to kill for? And you're James?
Yes.
All right, let's go for it. Come on up, James. Let's do it. Oh my God. We got three powerful players here today, I think. And James is resplendent in a pumpkin t-shirt, or a pumpkin button-up, even. Yeah, that's like Halloween at Margaritaville, rest in peace. All right, so... are you all right, Erica? Use your microphone voice.
Oh.
Yeah, just hold it up there and talk into it. Yeah, look at that.
Woo-hoo!
You're a professional already.
The mic, right?
Well, don't eat it because, you know, we got to use it for the whole show. But if you're still hungry when it's over, go ahead and eat the mic.
Okay.
All right, let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically, maybe, starting with Beta. Hey, Beta.
Hello, Doug.
Do you want to give away your last name today?
Oh, sure. It's Maring, M-A-R-I-N-G, but if
Maring.
Anyone who knows me is going to know
All right.
Beta.
And also, it's a good thing we're doing this live mic check. Her microphone's not sounding so great, so if you could pop that up a little bit, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
go.
Better.
See?
That's better. Nice.
Right?
Thanks, Doug.
It's
Thank
like,
you.
Yeah, don't you feel like a professional comedian?
I definitely
you have to
do.
Like, hey, this isn't on. And
but
then
I
you turn it on.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Some of us
do this. Some of us tap it like that.
I think that's Erica.
Wanted to tap hers. but let's say hello to Erica, everybody. Hi, Erica.
Hi,
Doug. All right.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. And what do you want to tell us about yourself?
I'm really excited to be here.
That's good. What's your last name?
Rules, R-U-L-Z.
R-U-L-Z.
Oh, well.
Yeah, Erica rules, everybody.
I feel like I already lost. Like, you rule. I've already
there's
lost.
There's the Cider House, and there's Erica. And they both rule. And finally, I already forgot your name.
James.
James. I did do it in alphabetical order. That worked out great. What's your last name, James?
Buntrock. B is an...
Okay, the three of you are just making shit up. B-U-N what?
B-U-N-D as in dog.
Uh-huh.
T-R-O-C-K.
B-U-N-D-T-R-O-U-C-K?
No, U.
O-C-K. Bunt Rock.
Close enough.
How's it pronounced?
Buntrock,
okay. Yeah. I like Bunt Rock. It's like Yacht Rock, but for people who make pastries and cakes. Okay, I'm not going to say any of your last names again at this point, because I would just fuck them up. There's no reason to get into that. And the game we're going to play with these three is called Purple Rain Man.
Yes, woo!
Beta's very excited for this game.
Is it scary? Scary movies?
And it's scary movies, but keep your mic close in case you need to talk into it.
Got it.
Because the first person with the correct answer is our winner in this game. Could happen fast. Purple Rain Man is a mashup movie title game. I've mashed up two horror movie titles into one title. And I will tell you the third billed actors in each of those movies, the first part of the title and the second part of the title, then the second billed, then first billed, and at any point you can guess what you think the full mashup title will be. First person to say it, who's on stage and says it correctly. Or the first person on stage who hears somebody in the audience whisper it and then they repeat it out loud into their microphone, that person will be the winner and you'll get to stay up here for the whole show today. Any questions?
No questions.
No.
Okay, here we go. What movie mashup title would star third billed Haley Lou Richardson and Bill Hader? Haley Lou Richardson and Bill Hader. You don't have to guess yet if you don't have anything. No reason to say half of the title if you know it's half coming to you. Here are the second billed people. Anya Taylor-Joy and James McAvoy. I didn't know it would rhyme like that. That's exciting. I heard somebody in the audience say something. I feel like people are figuring it out.
Ugh.
Beta. Erica.
Working on it.
James. All right. These top people should really give it away. Speaking of James, top billed are James McAvoy. It's a James McAvoy double. And Jessica Chastain. So you need to mash up the title of two movies that star James McAvoy and Jessica Chastain. Beta might be close. All right, I'm going to give more clues.
Okay.
Because I was worried this would happen. This is a tough game. Without saying the answer, does anybody in the audience think they know it? Yeah, okay. Got some haters out there. Some bill haters. So third build, Haley Lou Richardson, you know, from that HBO show, and Bill Hader, also from that HBO show, White Lotus and Barry. And then Anya Taylor-Joy and James McAvoy, and then in the top slot, James McAvoy and Jessica Chastain. And I've already told you it's two horror movies. The first half is personality disorder, and the second half is clown.
Second half is clown?
Clown.
Split chapter two?
Split chapter two is correct. Thank you so much, Beta and Erica, for coming up here. Leave your microphones on your stools and enjoy the rest of the show. Both of your name tags are in play, of course, for potentially winning prizes since you're back out there. Thank you so much. Let's hear it for them one more time, Erica and Beta. It's a tough game, and so to force people to just get up here and do it on the spot is a lot. But you pulled it off, James Buttrock. Yeah.
I had the second one right away, but the James McAvoy one kept escaping me.
Right, because you don't necessarily think of that as horror as much as he's just sort of got people captive.
Because I knew it was
horrifying.
I was like, it's the sequel to Unbreakable, but I couldn't remember the name.
Yeah, right. But then you eventually it ends in it. So that gets you there. All right, well, one of our guests today is great at that game. We're not going to play it again, but he's really great at it. And the other guest is here, too. Give it up, everybody, for Jeff Tate and Sean Jordan! There's even a goddamn Tate sign out there floating around. That's crazy. Next level. Let's meet our guests individually, going alphabetically by first name. So that means it's him again. Jeff Tate, everybody.
Hello. Hello. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How's it going, Jeff?
Good. It's lovely to be in Tacoma. Yeah.
This is your first time setting foot in the Tacoma Comedy Club.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I've never been here before. It's very nice.
And we're getting a little bit of that funky feedback from having too many mics close together on stage. That's why I come by for a sound check. Because it's not your fault, Jeff.
Yeah, it is.
See, Sean's is super hot.
That was loud, huh?
Yeah. That's probably what is part of the issue is Sean's needs to come down a little bit, maybe. And then, but I'm going to introduce him anyway. It's Sean Jordan, everybody!
Yeah!
What's happening? Yeah! Thanks.
Got a one lady chant going for you over there.
It's all I need. I appreciate it.
Yeah. How's it going, dude?
Fantastic, man. Thank you for having me. This is great. I'm excited. This is the sign I always hit my head on when I'm here. There it is.
Right, because when you're doing stand-up or just like now?
That could be both. I'm pretty close to it, yeah.
I didn't realize it moves, though. It gives if you run into it, which is it's probably good.
I'm pretty wacky when I do stand-up, so I smash into it a lot.
I've been here when you've performed, and I look up at Statler and Waldorf over there, and they usually do not approve.
It was the only time they smiled. You're wrong. They laughed the whole time I'm up here, just cutting them up. They get it.
That's one of my favorite things about the Tacoma Comedy Club is they make a no-heckling announcement, and then they have a shrine to two of the most famous hecklers of all time. But at least they put them in the dark during the show. If they had a little light shining on them, I'd be so fucking scared they were going to suddenly chime in.
It is really dark over there, huh? Are they?
Yeah, they're there.
Hey! Whoa! Whoa!
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was like a horror movie. Holy shit. That was like a jump scare in the middle of Doug Loves Movies.
Just do that sometimes during the show. It's not my show, but, you know, that'd be fun.
Oh, my goodness. And also joining us, first-time guest, everybody, give it up for James Buttrock.
Thank you.
I thought you said, fuck you. You said, I love you.
I don't even know her.
Yeah.
Get used to it, bud. This is welcome to life.
It could have been somebody in the audience that's jealous that he came up here and got to be a guest. So it's just going to yell fuck you at him the whole time. Every time his name comes up. Fuck you! Leave James alone. Where are you from, James?
I'm from Olympia.
Oh, okay. And you live there now?
Yes.
So not too bad a trip here to Tacoma?
Nope.
Right. And you listen to the podcast?
Yes.
So you think you know all the games and twists and stuff?
Pretty well.
Nice. All right. Well, this is going to be quite a competition. I think two out of the three people up here have a really good chance of winning today.
I'm the other one, aren't I?
Well, no, James has never played before. You've played so many times that, yes, I think he could probably beat you.
I'm going to have fun, though. Now the mic's
that's,
back up there.
That's what you're here for. That's why you keep coming back, is for the fun.
I like to think that was a compliment.
Yeah. I'm serious. Jeff is no fun at all. He's just a champion.
Yeah. Fuck you. I thought you were leaning back. You're not. I mean,
no. Well, there is a wall behind him that he's leaning on.
I thought the chair was on two legs, and I was like, what a bold move, huh?
No.
Bold move. Win in Tacoma. You just make bold moves.
I noticed none of you are swinging your feet. What's up with that?
We're grown-ups.
This is great.
See, that's why you're both here, because of that kind of thing. That'll happen throughout the show. Yeah, it's so fun. I'm so excited for the games today. But first, before we get into that, people are watching horror movies this month, as we do. And I'm trying to watch one every day for the entire month. But I'd like each of you to recommend a scary movie today. We'll start with Jeff. What do you got?
I don't watch that many scary movies. They're too scary.
But this is a great jumping off point for the discussion, is how about a movie that you did watch that you found too scary or is just right scary but not necessarily a horror movie? Like, you just don't want to see people getting cut up and stuff, right?
Right.
You like a suspenseful movie.
I like a suspenseful movie.
You like an exciting movie.
Yes. Thriller. I'm a big fan of thrillers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the music video Thriller.
Nope, too scary.
Scariest movie.
So you like thrillers but not chillers.
No, there's a monster in Thriller and some zombies.
You like to shiver but not shudder.
Yes.
I love it. All right, so give us an example of a movie you think is scary. That's good, you know, a good movie that frightens you for some reason.
You know what? One movie I really enjoyed was that Bobcat movie, Willow Creek.
Oh, okay.
I like that, yeah.
That's a great answer. I don't think I've seen it. It's like a serial killer kind of deal.
It's people go out to find Bigfoot, and they find more than they bargained for.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Like a bag of money?
Yes, a bag of money. they find a bag of money.
I think Bobcat's always been a Bigfoot fan, and it makes sense because their names are so similar.
Yes. Bigfoot Goldthwait.
Yeah.
Bobfoot Cat Wait. No. I had
you can't
right.
switch him because Bigfoot's just Bigfoot. He doesn't have a surname.
Yeah, Bobfoot.
Or a last
Catholic.
Name.
That works.
Yeah. All right, but that's a great example of a movie a lot of people might not, you know, might be overlooked. And I didn't remember that it was about Bigfoot, so now I'm extra excited. All right, let's go to James. What do you think? Do you have a scary movie to recommend?
Yeah, I guess I'll go with my old favorite one, the old creepy one called Legend of Hell House with Roddy McDowall.
Whoa, old school, because isn't that like something they remade recently?
I'm not sure.
Was that like I think they made it like into a TV series or something, but there's so many titles that are like that, like Hell House.
It's like the OG movie where the scientist types go investigate a haunted house, and then, of course, spooky stuff happens.
Yeah, they don't have those that fancy equipment like in Ghostbusters.
Hell House is what they call those haunted houses that churches put on, where people walk through and there's like people are smoking and getting abortions and they're like, it's so scary.
We did one of those in Hollywood. It was called Hollywood Hell House, and like lots of celebrities like participated and stuff. And there was the scene I was in one year was the school shooting scene.
Whoa.
And they took a real script from like one of these real hell houses out in the Bible Belt, and like they, you know, they really figured out a way to make like somehow it's your fault that there's school shooting, like when you're walking through this, like if you don't find God, there might be more school shootings. It's crazy.
What was your role?
A panic student shot dead student, I think. I think we all got shot by somebody, you know, as the people passed through that room. You know, they have all these different tableaus, you know.
Holy buckets, that's a bummer.
It is, because also when you keep acting it out over and over again, it's a little traumatizing, to be honest with you.
I'll just stay kicking my feet up here. No, thanks.
Yeah, stay young, Goldie boy. Stay golden, pony boy.
You could say stay young, golden boy. I like that one. That's a fun one. You guys call me Golden Boy from now on? Wouldn't that be fun? That sound fun, Jeff, the whole way home?
Whatever you want, GB. Okay, so what did you say, James? The Legend of Hell House, that was called?
Legend of Hell House.
What old school actors in that one? Is that like...
Roddy McDowall.
Oh, Roddy McDowall.
You remember
Roddy McDowall.
You remember the scene in Scary Movie where Anna Faris is fighting the cat?
Yeah.
They're making fun of Hell House. That's from that movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Whoa, I haven't seen it.
Well, now you have, James...
Scary Movie or Hell House?
Either one. Scary Movie, it's right there in the title. It's not what I'm into.
I think you would like Scary Movie and this Hell House movie. I don't think either of them are scary. But, you know, creepy maybe, or, you know, in the case of... The Scary Movies got good around, I think, 3 and 4 are the two best ones, maybe?
Two's the ones with Chris Elliott, right? That one's hilarious.
I think he's in a lot of them. I think he pops up in more than one, yeah. Anyway, Sean, what's your scary movie recommendation today?
I feel so pedestrian, I apologize, but I've never watched A Nightmare on Elm Street, so I watched it like a week ago, and it fucking rules.
You're blowing people's minds with that.
They're all on Max, and I don't think I've ever seen, I ever actually watched any of those or the Friday the 13th, so we watched like... 5 of the Friday the 13th. I didn't like them one bit. And then I didn't. They're boring. I mean, whatever. I get it. But then we switched over to Nightmare on Elm Street. I was like, now this is tight. It's hilarious. It's super gnarly and gross and like slashery. And it's got an actual plot. You give a shit. So I've never seen it before. So I was very excited. Give it a watch.
Are you going to continue with Freddy and watch, you know,
sure
Nightmare 2, Freddy's Nightmare?
Because
it takes
it right
an
now.
Immediate departure, you may have noticed.
What?
It's quite different from the first one.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Now I feel like an asshole because I don't really know how.
Well, it's super gay coded for one thing. Have you noticed that?
I don't really see things like that. I'm just kind of like, this is dope.
No, everybody points to it now as like a, you know, a real breakthrough in gay horror cinema. Because it is really gay.
I just feel so dumb. When people have actual like solid opinions and like notes on movies, I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't notice. I was stoked, you know.
Yes.
But in another way that it departs and that people got mad and they course corrected by part three is that Freddy just shows up and you know, like not just in dreams. Like right. they changed the rules a little
he's
bit.
He's at a pool party all of a sudden. Yeah, he does. I'm going to kill all these kids at the pool party.
Yeah, yeah. And they're not all dreaming it.
Right.
Or are they? Oh, it's
Dog?
Trippy. Yeah. All right. So we've got the original OG in Nightmare on Elm Street and Willow Creek from our friend Bobcat Goldthwait and The Legend of Hell House starring our friend Roddy McDowell. And those are three terrific choices. We got to take a commercial break, and we're going to decide who the three of you are playing for during that break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! We did some lovely name tag picking during the break. Jeff went with a name tag that says Tate on one side and Rach Hellboy on the other. And Sean chose one that had part of his face on it, and it's Jeanette's body. And James is a cheater. Because he picked his wife, and not my wife, his wife, and her name tag is a action figure of John Cusack holding up a boombox in Say Anything, so hers is, thanks to the magic of Post-it note, she turned it into Katie Anything. And no, I admire that that move, playing for and with the wife, because, you know, you'll get to share all the amazing prizes if you pull it off today. And our first game that we're going to play is one of my favorites. The guests, maybe not so much. It's called Live, Die, Repeat. I'll say the title of a alleged existing motion picture. And I'll say it slowly, one word at a time. The first person on stage who could repeat back the entire title correctly and all in one breath, you know, you can't stop and start. You gotta go beginning to end all the way through. And the first person who does it is the winner of the game. You've heard this one before, right, James?
Yes.
Okay.
Sean?
Sure have, bud.
The mind games are already happening.
Well, I have, and we're buds.
You've played it before? Sean?
Yeah, I think so. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff's definitely done it.
Yeah, but Jeff sucks, dude. Uh-oh, getting in his kitchen. You're back, bro.
All right, here we go.
I love you.
Ginger
Dead Man.
Ginger
Dead Man 2.
Ginger. Ginger's. Dead man. Three.
Ginger dead man three.
Ginger dead man three.
Ginger dead man three, sent a man on a killing spree.
Ginger dead man three, Saturday.
Saturday, oh, Ginger dead man three, Saturday night cleaver.
That is correct.
Wow.
You get the pun train going, and they fucking...
I mean, a man who knows his Ginger Dead Man subtitles. How many of the Ginger Dead Man films have you seen?
Apparently, I've seen three of them. Or one of them, and it was the third one.
I mean, they all have really fun... I forget what number... Do you know what number two is, the full title? Ginger Dead Man 2?
Ginger Dead Man 2.
Does anybody know it?
Electric Boogaloo.
No. Not Electric Boogaloo. But anyway, it's got a funny one too. Kind of like Saturday Night Cleaver. It's another
cleaver
pun.
To cleaver?
No, it's not. It's not a cleaver pun. It's a pun about
Saturday
some other. No, Sean.
It was all right. Saturday Night Fever. It was a play. Anyway.
No, it was good. I'm just saying, I'm telling you it's incorrect. But you won the game, no matter what. You're our winner.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know what that means.
I do.
It means you get to go first in our next game.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll start with you, and then we'll go to Jeff, and then we'll go to James in a game that I call Build a Title.
Oh! Man, I always want to ask to play it, and I get scared because I don't want to be a dick, but this is
great. As I might have told you backstage at a show before, part of the reason you don't ask me to play it is because I am reticent to bring it out when any of the guests might not know how to play, because it's kind of a hard game to wrap your head around, so we don't bring it out unless it's an all-experts panel like we have today. And it still could end up being confusing, but the idea is, for anyone who's not familiar with this game, I'm going to give them a starter title. Sean's going to go first. He's going to add a movie to the front end of the title or the back end of the title. Very similar to that long run-on thing I did at the beginning in Purple Rain Man, is that it just has to be a sound or a word that is in both titles, the end of one and the beginning of the next. You could play strategically and do blocker titles on the ends. But, that doesn't do anybody any good, really, because it's fun to get a nice long title just for the hell of it. And the winner only gets to go first in our final game, so it's not too much pressure. Sean, are you ready to start us off?
I am, yes.
The film we're going to begin with is Day of the Dead. So we need a movie that ends in day or begins with dead. Or Ed.
Day of the Dead Man on Campus?
Yeah, sure.
Is that shitty?
Might be.
I didn't mean for it to be.
It would be, it wouldn't be a bad one if there was more words in the title us, but unfortunately there isn't. It just ends there. So you wouldn't necessarily be adding anything. Jeff?
Come on, make it not shitty what I did.
How can I?
There's a way to do it, I bet.
The Longest Day of the Dead Man on Campus.
Okay, we dropped the, yes, correct. We dropped the the's and the a's at the beginnings to make this work. So we've got Longest Day of the Dead Man on Campus. James.
I'm going to see if this works. Longest Day of the Dead Man on Campus and Boots.
Campus and Boots. I like it.
Yeah!
At first, I really thought you were just, oh, let's still chant Tate. Why not?
Took me a second to realize that the power has shifted to James. Puss in Boots, that is really good. I don't know what we're gonna do with boots. But but at least we managed to get one more title out of that. And but now we're back to Sean.
How'd you do that?
You just broke it down, man. He knows a puss when he sees one.
Take it easy. He may or may not be married to this lady.
I don't know. Is there like a Bootsy Collins documentary that I could
I know, about? Right? That would have been so great. But yeah, Boots is a tough one. We might have really screwed ourselves right away.
I got one.
Oh, shit. Well,
we didn't ask you yet.
No, just take as much time as you need, I guess.
I belong. Right?
What's that?
I mean, that's the name of a song.
I can't do it. Yeah, I won't stall anymore. I can't do it.
I'm so sorry that you were excited to play this game.
I was, and I fucked. It was me.
And
it's
you
my
ruined
fault.
It.
We could play it in the car on the way home.
Touch me.
What?
No, I said don't touch me.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Touch
no,
me.
No, I don't want to now. So here's what Sean meant to say. The longest day of the dead man on campus in boots, the last wish.
Oh, nice. Were you going to do that, James, if it got to you?
I was not.
You didn't think of that. No. You're the one that came. You masterminded Puss in Boots.
What is the last wish? Is that like the Puss in Boots sequel or something?
Yeah.
Yes.
They, it's a little colon and then more words.
I've heard of lore.
So yeah. So nice. All right. So, James, you get you could start with wish or ish or end with long.
Longest day of the dead man on campus in boots, the last wishmaster.
Wishmaster. Oh, now we're really, boy, Sean, you're going to miss out here because this one might keep going now. We might have, this
it
one
feels
might
like it, doesn't it?
This yeah. one got revived. I thought it was dead. These geniuses.
I'm happy it's not. I like to listen as much as I like to play, so this is fun.
If I had a lawn gnome, I'd try to like, you know, make it, set it up electronically. I'd make it animated and it would do what you're doing. Yeah, just stroke its beard. Because lawn gnomes would be even more scary if you thought they were thinking about something.
Yes. That's why I do it. It's so intimidating when people are like, that guy's thinking.
He's thinking.
What's he thinking about?
Yeah.
Panda Express.
He's not telling us.
The longest day of the dead man on campus in boots, the last wish master manator to Judgment Day. Oh. Oh.
That's what I was talking about, is I knew that it opened a door to that, because that's even in the thing I do in the opening, is that when a movie ends in TER, you're good. Mass Terminator. To Judgment Day. Holy shit, Day is back. Day is returned. James, what do you want to do with this?
Longest day of the dead man on campus and boots, the last wishmaster, Terminator 2, Judgment Daylight.
Daylight.
Whoa! All right. Nice.
Daylight was Sly Stallone stuck in a tunnel.
Yes, both ends collapse. What are the odds?
Yeah. But also, why the spoiler in the title?
I know. It's so dumb. They should have left it as a cliffhanger.
Yes! Yes! Oh.
what I wouldn't give right now. I need a big eraser. All right. Who's it? Where are we? What? Jeff?
It's me. I have to think of a movie that starts with the word light.
Or it.
Or it.
You know, like a like, is there a movie that starts with the word itinerary?
Not yet.
Itinerary.
Okay.
Here we go.
So. Oh, yes. Fuck yeah. The longest day of the dead man on campus and boots, the last wish, mass terminator, to judgment day, lightning jack.
Oh.
Oh, man. It's frustrating.
It's just going to keep going and going. No. You're just going to sit there in the middle, and wait, we're going to run out of time, and I'm going to pick a winner.
Did we die on the way here? Am I in purgatory?
I didn't die. I'm still kicking.
Oh, crap.
We're all just in James' weird dream. His wife's going to turn on that boombox and wake him up out of it.
I don't think it's weird. I'm only kind of married in my dreams, too, so I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Did you think of anything, James?
I'm coming up blank so far.
Jack something. Ack. Ack, ack, ack. That's what they should have called Mars Attacks. Ack, ack. Oh.
You tag me in if you want, bud.
Tag.
Is that how this works?
You wanna, yes. You wanna tag?
No, I can't.
I think that'd be fun.
So do I.
Yeah, do you want him to fill in for you for one round?
Sure.
Okay, Sean, what do you got?
We can tag team
man,
Jeff.
I gotta say, okay, you gotta say the whole thing, and then I'll say. I can't remember the whole thing right.
Longest day of the dead man on campus and boots, the last wishmaster-minator to judgment day light. Name. Lightning Jack.
E. Brown. it's fun to bend the rules a little bit, you know? It's a good time.
Yeah, that was fun, but you're back out. Jeff?
I wonder what long gnomes would be thinking about.
I could tell you that one of them is thinking about what the fuck starts with the word brown. That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Might not be easy to come up with something.
James might have won.
Oh, somebody in the audience has one.
No, he lost a contact, I think.
I don't know how that joke's going to play for the listeners. Because they didn't hear him say, I got it. You just heard me say, that guy thinks he has it. I guess it'll work. All right. Brown versus the Board of Education.
Yeah, that's all I can think of is Brown versus Board of Education. And
they might have made that into a movie.
Yeah, I'm sure they did, but I think I'm out.
Call it that.
I think I'm out. I think he won.
You don't have any movies that end in long?
I can't think of one. I can think of
ones where long is in the word somewhere, like Bingo Long and the Traveling All Stars.
Yeah.
There's a long in there.
We Belong to the Night is the name of a movie.
That's right, At Long Last Love. But let's go back over to James, see if he has one last one to add.
I'm not even sure if it's a movie.
You can't even use part of Brown, because what word begins with oun?
Oun.
Ounce.
Round.
Ounce. Round?
I don't know if this is a movie or a band, but Longest Day of the Dead Man on Campus in Boots,
The Last Wishmaster, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Lightning Jack, E. Brownsville Station.
That's the name of a band.
I thought
but,
so.
Yeah. I just thought of one too. God damn it.
Brounders?
Brounders, yeah.
Oh. Let's add it.
Hey!
Jackie Brounders. I just like that. Jackie Brounders.
Brounders is a different movie than Rounders, for sure. Poop stuff? I don't know.
All right.
42 on Saturday.
Could be about people who bake brownies.
It could be. Maybe it is.
It isn't. It's about poop.
It's about poop. Just got out of prison and I want to win all the poop in the world.
Right. I'm going all in.
His name's Poopworm.
I pulled it out on the river. Don't splash the pot.
Oh man, you got it all over the nuts.
Splash the pot. All right, card players. I guess we're going to call it. And the title we've ended up on is The Longest Day of the Dead Man on Camp Puss in Boots, The Last Wishmaster, Masterminator 2, Judgment Day, Lightning, Jackie Brounders. Yeah, that's it. But James is our winner on that one. Congratulations, James.
Thank you. Thanks to Sean for the assist.
Sorry about the shitty first answer. I apologize.
Yeah, you went in there and you assisted him, Sean, so that worked out good for him. And we got to take another break, but we will be right back after these words.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back! We are back, and James is running away with this thing today. It's very exciting. How are you feeling at this point, champ? I mean, you're not a champ yet, but how are you feeling about your wins so far today?
I'm feeling good. I'm really nervous, and my mouth is dry, but I'm surviving.
Oh, shit! During that commercial break, I intended to make sure everybody had beverages. Would you like a beverage, James?
Yeah.
Who are you waving
to?
Can
I get the water from my table?
The water from your table? That seems like, I don't know if we could work that out. That seems like that'd be difficult to pull off, but yeah, there you go. But I would have gotten you like a drink if you wanted one.
Oh, I'm good.
There you go. He's got his water. And there's a little stool right there to your left that you can put your drink on.
No alcohol in the temple while you're competing. I get it. I'm normally I'm shit faced when I'm up here, so this is great.
I'm the DD tonight, so.
Hey. There he goes. Oh. Sean, yeah. The room is torn, holy cow.
Are you getting trashed over there, Katie? Fuck yeah, she says.
She's
You'll be married in no time. This is great.
I think she's had four doubles, so eight drinks already.
Well, now you're just airing her out. That's pretty buck. I don't know about all that.
All right, James, you get to go first in our final game today. And then what order were we going in on that last one? It was going around that way, so we'll go the other way. So it's going to go James, then me, because I like to play along on this one, then Jeff and Sean, and that should give away what we're going to play. It's called Super Last Man Stanton. Queen Creams Edition. Scream Queens. It's the Scream Queens Edition, meaning that I am going to get three actresses' names from the three people whose name tags were chosen. And no pressure, but the actress, I would like them to have been in at least one horror movie, but most actresses have been in at least one horror movie, so it shouldn't be too difficult to make that work. And we'll start with Beta.
Yes. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, I'm sorry, and I forgot to say, and no Jamie Lee Curtis. Because, for two reasons, because, you know, she is the absolute top Scream Queen, undeniably. She's already won that, and also, the people could just keep saying the word Halloween over and over again. Because now she's been in, now she's been in like seven Halloween movies. It's kind of like we also did Nev Campbell recently, and it was just like Scream, Scream 2, Scream 3, Scream 4, Scream 5. We're out. We thought of a few more. But anyway, anybody but Jamie Lee Curtis.
I'm
going to
say Holly Hunter.
I love Holly Hunter. That's a great one. Excellent work.
A lights matter.
Who's name tag? Who was? Who you? Who's playing?
No, I wasn't.
Who's
chosen.
Playing for you?
I wasn't chosen.
Oh, your name tag wasn't chosen. What a waste of time this was.
I was gonna say something, but I didn't want to be an asshole.
No, I like went back to like, oh yeah, earlier I was talking to her. She had a name tag. I picked it. So yeah, let's go to her. No, we gotta go to James. Let's go to your wife, Katie. Who's your favorite? Drew Barrymore. That's a great one. All right. James is going with Drew Barrymore. All right. And Sean's name tag is Jeanette's body. Jeanette, what do you got for us?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I love it. And finally, Jeff's name tag, Rachel.
Joan Cusack,
I love it. Oh, this is great. This is absolutely perfect.
This is an interesting crew.
Yeah, it's an interesting group of names yelled out by an interesting group of audience members. And here's how it works for anybody who doesn't know. We're gonna take turns naming movies that any of the three of them are in. When any of their movies is said, then it's out of the game for good, and we're gonna go around till we can't think of any more. But these three dudes all have a lifeline in the person whose name tag they chose. You can go to that person once for help, and they're the ones that suggested the names, so they should be pretty helpful, but it depends on how deep into the game you wait before you use that power. James, you ready?
Ready.
Let me take a drink. You reminded me how thirsty I am.
What do you got?
Scream.
All right, now let's all remember that Drew Barrymore got killed immediately in Scream and does not appear in any of the other Scream films as of yet. But maybe they'll figure out a way to bring her back or something. Maybe they'll do an episode where she gets stabbed with the sharp end of a picket sign. I'm just having fun.
The Scream Actors Guild, right? The Scream Actors Guild?
Scream Actors Guild, I like it.
I fucking tripped over it a little bit. I'm sorry.
All right, so this is what I'll do for my perspective in this game today is I play along, but I can't win. I just see how long I can last, and I'll try to do horror movies that the people are in, and you can do any movies that they're in, or take the horror movies away from me if you want. But for Drew Barrymore, I definitely got to go Firestarter.
Yeah.
She's the Firestarter.
I'm going to say Scream 2.
Why?
Sarah Michelle Gellar is in it.
Shawty.
I know what you did last summer.
I don't care about that. Just play the game. We'll talk about what happened last summer later.
I know exactly what you did last summer.
I know what you did and how you did it. Okay, we're back to James.
I don't think she's in the sequel to that, so I'll say E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Yeah, another horror movie. That fucking thing is scary looking. All right, and then I think I could be wrong, and don't tell me, audience, if I am. We'll find out eventually. I think the only other actual horror movie that Drew Barrymore's been in is called Cat's Eye. Jeff?
That movie's weird, man.
I'm going to say Gross Point Blank.
Nice.
For, yeah.
Nice pull for Joan Cusack, but also... There is a name tag in the audience that uses Gross Point Blank. Got a nice shout out. You're welcome. I like to get everybody involved. Shut up! I'm sorry, what did you say?
That was awesome.
Oh, you're Mrs. Blank. Listen, be proud of who your husband is. Say his name. Not Mrs. Blank.
Gross Point Andy Blank.
Andy Blank. Gross Point Andy Blank. whose turn is it?
Me.
Go.
High Fidelity.
Yes.
A little more love to Joan.
I'm sensing a pattern here.
I'll say Toys for Joan Cusack.
She's in Toys? Yeah. With Robin Williams? Nice.
You should
pull.
Have sat on that, my friend. Did you know that? You knew that. She was in Toys?
Yes.
You weren't even looking.
What do I have to look at? Were you showing me some toys?
Not now. I'm just going to keep swinging my feet around. I have toys. Look at me. I'm swinging my feet around.
I'm going to say, on my turn, I'm going to use the movie that the reason I think that Joan Cusack was picked as a scream queen, Addams Family Values.
Oh.
Interesting.
Well, I'm going to say another Joan Cusack movie that I think that lady over there was thinking about because she thought she could just say anything.
Ah!
Burn.
So,
Scooby-Doo.
What about it?
He also knows what you did last
what
summer.
What about him?
He knows what you did last summer.
Scooby-Doo, colon, knows what you did last summer.
Yeah.
And if you don't fucking pony up with some Scooby snacks, he's going to rat you out.
They had to cut
that's
that whole
the full title.
Yeah. Yeah, they just called it Scooby-Doo in theaters.
Okay. That's the animated one?
No, she was in the live-action one. Sarah Michelle Gellar was.
No, I know she's in the live-action one, but I was just saying. Oh, we're saying Scooby-Doo, the animated one's just called Scooby-Doo, but... Does the movie have more words in the title? Or is it just Scooby-Doo? Right? Yeah, it's tricky. I'll let you have it, though.
No, I don't want it if it's dirty like that. How
it's
about?
It's not that dirty. It's only kind of dirty.
I don't want to cheat. Can I do a different one?
If you want.
That's also cheating, but it's less cheating. Cruel Intentions. How about that?
Why is that cheating?
It's not, because I'm switching my answer after I already said something. So.
Right. So somebody else can just say Scooby-Doo if they want to. I said it's a correct answer.
You trickster.
I just know, like, I don't know the subtitle at the end of the second one, so that's why I wouldn't even try it.
Well, that's why I didn't say the second one, but I guess that's not where we're at. No,
so, yeah. But anyway, if we're talking Sarah Michelle Gellar and horror, I'm just going to go with The Grudge.
Right.
Yeah.
Was James going to say anything?
Yeah, I think
your turn, James.
You gotta do the.
Okay, so let's see what you have to choose from. You could say Scooby-Doo or The Grudge.
Was it Scooby-Doo Monsters Unleashed?
I think maybe.
Whoa!
That's the second one.
Sure.
Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed.
Okay, so you're on with that?
Don't.
All right, so I'm gonna still stick with The Grudge. And Jeff, what do you want to do?
Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
Feels good.
This is going to get hard fast now.
I'm going to throw it back to Drooby-Doo and say fever pitch. Uh-oh, I'm out here.
Oh, right, I forgot. We have all these fucking Drew Barrymore movies. Because I've just been trying to focus exclusively on the horror films. But go ahead, James.
The Wedding Singer?
Yes, very scary. The Grudge 2.
The Grudge 2, Grudgment Day.
I didn't know.
They love those. In the whole, Pacific Northwest, they love those The Grudge movies.
Because they're all cloudy.
Cloudy movies. They're about the grunge.
The grunge.
The grunge. I get it.
Hey, you know what? Local humor doesn't always land like you would hope it would. You go to the effort of learning a few things about an area. Jeff?
50 First Dates.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to play that game, I might as well get shit blended and say blended.
Well, I'm going to go, so.
It's Sean's turn. It's Sean's turn.
So if we're going to play that game.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Boys on the Side.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I don't know if she's in what Doug said, so I don't. She's got to be.
I'm just going to go out of turn constantly. James?
I'm going to go to my name tag so she can say one.
You got one, Katie?
E.T.
We said E.T. already. That's how drunk you are. Raising Helen.
Is that Joan Cusack?
Okay. I'll take it. I don't even care if it's wrong. It's my turn, so I'll say it again. Blended. Jeff.
School of Rock.
Nice. Very good.
He's just not that into you?
Oh. Wait.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like, he sends me a message on Facebook, then I have to check my email, and then I get a text. And it's like all this like early O's social
media.
No,
we all know what the movie is. The question was whether it's she's not or he's not.
He's, what did I say? She,
you said
he's.
He's.
Not, he.
Yeah, and that's right.
Yeah. Get out of my head.
I was just making sure.
Got the lights and then this warlock over here. I don't know what's going on. Barely thick. Or I'm dead. I died, right? Yeah, none of this matters.
What do you mean you died?
It's from earlier when I did that joke about did we die? I'm in purgatory.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
James?
Poison Ivy with Drew Barrymore.
Yes. Very scary. Well, I mean, if we're doing really scary Drew Barrymore movies, I have to say Irreconcilable Differences. Yes. Jeff,
you, what did you say? Boys on the Side?
Yeah, you did.
All right, so riding in cars with boys.
Yeah. That would be a good mashup sometime.
Yeah.
Riding in cars with boys on the side.
That's what that song Scrubs is about.
About riding in sidecars with boys on in the car. No, all right. Batman Forever?
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, uh-oh. We got people in the audience disagree.
Yeah, she is.
She's in a Batman. I know that much, but...
It's Batman
people,
Forever.
Okay,
fucking,
Drew Barrymore. Okay.
It is.
Settle down out there.
Her and Uma Thurman. They're the
We got
the
this.
Series. I'm aware. They're Jim Carrey's ladies that he shows up with before Two-Face crashes the ball.
All right, here we go. We're on to James.
I'm drawing a blank now.
Oh, shit. Katie has more.
She's talking about doubles. I got more doubles right here.
She's just going to yell E.T. again. Let's... I kind of see why you're on the fence, my man.
I think E.T. is the strongest drink they make, so she just keeps screaming it up. Drew Barrymore was in a movie that was just Poison Ivy-centric, though? Like her own Poison Ivy movie?
It didn't have anything to do with
super comic books or anything. It was just a movie called Poison Ivy. She was just a girl that was trouble.
Oh, she didn't even play Poison Ivy, did she?
Well, I mean, she was sort of the title character, but I don't even remember if her name was Ivy in that movie.
Yeah, I gotcha. I thought she was Poison Ivy in Batman Forever, but she was not.
There you go. Mm-hmm. No, that was Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
There you go.
The emphatic mm-mms and
yeah,
mm-mms
I got
down
some real...
there.
Real confirmation there. We had gave James a little bit more time to think. So we got, you're out of Joan Cusack's, you're out of Drew Barrymore's, and you're out of, who was the third? Oh,
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sarah Michelle Gellar is a tough one because she's done movies, but not a ton of them.
Any more?
No, you cannot, Katie. Okay, Katie, give us another one.
Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 2?
Oh.
Oh. Oh, that opens up a whole can of worms. I'll take Toy Story 3. Jeff?
Who's in Toy... Who?
Joan Cusack.
Joan Cusack.
She's Jessie.
So...
This guy even has a child and he doesn't know the Toy Story movies. Get into it, buddy.
I know what it is. It's awesome. It rules.
Jeff?
Okay, I'm going to say Mad Love. I don't know the Toy Stories.
No, that's fine.
That
Mad
well.
Love
yeah.
is a Drew Barrymore movie. That's yeah. good. Sean?
Well, I'm going to go to...
Lifeline?
Yeah, my Lifeline, just to see what are we doing.
Ever After?
Ever
Drew
After.
Drew Barrymore.
Thank you.
She's in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Let's not kid ourselves.
I wasn't, man. I'm fucking
James?
Serious.
Toy Story 4?
Uh-huh.
What'd you say?
He said Toy Story 4.
Yeah, probably. I don't know, man.
I'm going to say for Drew Barrymore, music and lyrics.
I'm going to say Bad Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The West Cowboy Western.
Yeah.
Bad Girls. Back to you there, Sean. Oh.
Wayne's World 2.
Oh, nice. Who's in that?
Judgment Wayne. It's Drew Barrymore's in that. She's the secretary, right? When he's talking about shitting himself on the trampoline.
James?
Near the McLargan Fjords.
Coyote Ugly?
That's just a guess.
I mean, good shot.
Wait, what did he say?
Coyote
yes,
Ugly.
Coyote Ugly.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Katie's got another one. What do you got, Katie?
Chicken Little.
Chicken Little?
You sound wasted now. Little's
just,
a good.
She's
like,
just yelling out shit we know. She knows we probably don't know well enough. Joan Cusack, did you look it up on your phone?
No.
Okay.
She loves the Cusacks.
She's not cheating. Yeah. Okay, so go ahead.
Chicken Little.
Okay, James is still in it. No more of you though. He's got to get this next one on his own. I'm gonna go with Never Been Kissed.
I'm gonna go with Home Fries. Yeah.
Back to you again, Sean.
That's not happening.
It's okay. You did great today. This has been your best sober performance.
My only, I think.
Yeah.
Well, you're one for one, man.
Yeah, I lost. I'm the first one out. I should be.
No, but you're doing
I'm
real well.
An amazing time. Come on. Come on, man. They're in so many movies. So many movies.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Movies that I
how
love.
How many they're in.
I don't know.
That's it for you? You did a good job. Anything, James?
God
I'm out.
Oh, damn it. I wish you had followed my lead and just said Toy Story 5.
Oh. Why didn't I give it a shot?
I keep making those things. Jeff?
Wait, is there a Toy Story 5?
Uh-huh.
Is there really?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. All right, so I'm going to say In and Out. Joan Cusack is in that movie, In and
Out.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Kevin Klein and Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck, a mustacheless Tom Selleck.
And do you have any more after that one?
A couple.
Nice. What else?
16 Candles. a movie called War Inc., another John Cusack thing.
Yeah, she's in a lot of John Cusack movies.
And, that's enough.
That is enough. Jeff Tate is our winner. He did it. That means you are you get to drive to another city soon to be on the show again. I appreciate you making the effort. What would you like to plug?
I just got to check a date. It is in November. November 18th. Yeah, that's what it is. November 18th, I'm at a club called The Attic in Columbus, Ohio. And it's a Saturday. And that's all. That's what I want people to... I want people that are listening in Columbus to come to that show. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
We got listeners in Columbus. They'll turn out, start chanting Tate, Tate right in the middle of one of your punchlines. Rachel, come get your prize bag. Nice work. Congratulations. Sean Jordan, what do you got to plug?
I will be in Omaha, Nebraska, November 16th at the Tiny House Bar. Please come to that if you're in Omaha. Vancouver, British Columbia, November 30th through December 3rd. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, January 18th through the 21st for Snow Jam Comedy Festival. And Phoenix, February 1st through the 4th at CB Live, I think, doing a live All Fantasy Everything, and I'll be co-headlining with Ian Carmel and David Borey. And I sell socks that say Dank on one and Buck on the other, so I brought a few pairs if you want to pick one up back there. I'll be slanging socks.
You brought some Dank and Buck socks?
I brought some Dank and Buck socks.
Oh, wow.
And if not, just keep it pushing, no big deal. And this is awesome. Thanks.
Yeah. James, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, I can do the weirdest plug you've probably ever had. Me and Katie have a booth in an antique store in Olympia, Lacey. So if you're ever in the area, go to Antique Lighthouse. Go to booth F1. We sell comic books.
Go see Jeff and Katie. Jeff, James and Katie.
I might be there.
Yeah, go see Jeff and James and Katie in booth one.
F1.
Booth F1. Yeah. But look at all the booths. It's probably interesting. Do you think you have the best booth?
We have the hottest booth because I sell comic books and collectibles and stuff like that.
It's the hottest booth. I like it.
Hey, can I buy that John Cusack thing? The thing she's holding?
We actually have a cardboard cutout in our booth of John Cusack holding the radio.
That's not what I want.
Oh.
I want that
how
little
much
thing.
Is the one you have? How much is that?
I want to buy that one at your shop.
How much?
What if I give you?
You guys run a really tight booth.
Yeah, yeah.
How much for this? I'll give it to you.
I'm not great at bargaining. What do I do now?
Yeah.
You go higher.
I mean, you could slip her a little cash for, you know, because she shouldn't have just given it to you. We could have got a real, see, now it's too late to ask for $200. Can't go from free to $200. Katie, you need to do this sober.
Fuck you!
But one more round of applause for James and for Katie. Douglas Movies is back at the Improv Lab in West Hollywood, California on Tuesday, November 21st. And, Steve O is going to be there with others. And the Benson Movie Interruption returns to the Gramercy Theater on Sunday, November 26th. I said returns, but we've never done it at the Gramercy Theater before. It'll be a first time there on November 26th in New York City. See you real soon. And thanks to Tacoma. I just want to get to the word comedy. I just want to call it the Tacomedy Club. Thank you to the Tacoma Comedy Club and to all of our friends from Tacoma and Olympia for coming out today. And one more time for my guests, Jeff Tate, Sean Jordan, and James and Katie in booth F1. As always, and then the frog fucked the caterpillar. Ha!